Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Mark Chrysaloris to tell us about Susi, who are preventing food waste by increasing the shelf life of seafood.
Hi, my name is Mark Chrysaloris, and I'm the CEO at Susi. We're part of EIT Foods Rising Food Stars, and we're fighting for the future of food because food waste is a very big problem, and we're trying to tackle it. At Susi, we deal with food waste, and in particular, with seafood waste. So seafood is a highly perishable type of food. We waste over 30% of its annual production. And what we do at our company is we develop processing technologies that do not utilize any preservatives or heat treatment to increase the shelf life of the seafood. If you increase the shelf life of the seafood, then you can actually reduce food waste at a consumer level, at a retailer level, and at a logistics level. Essentially, the core idea behind our technology is dehydration. We just take a little bit of water out of the seafood by essentially immersing the seafood inside a liquid solution. And that solution draws out just a little bit of the moisture of the seafood, like something like 1%. But that has a radical effect on the remaining shelf life of the seafood. So, for instance, with sea bass and sea bream, which is a type of seafood that we commonly work, we can actually increase the shelf life of the seafood from 7 days to 14 days by just doing that small dehydration. And that works at a bacterial level. So the spoilage bacteria are the ones that cause the spoilage. And once we remove that tiny bit of moisture, they grow at a much slower pace, and that results in an increased shelf life. Food waste already globally, it costs over $1 trillion. Right now, the global amount of farmland is dropping, so it is becoming more difficult to increase food production, and at the same time, we have a growing global population. And that population, of course, nowadays is asking for more protein in their diet. Hence, seafood is a very important source of protein right now. Without technologies that increase shelf life, that reduce food waste, we may run, not in a dystopian future, but in 20, 10 years ahead, into a major hurdle where these sources of protein, which are very valuable and very nutritious, become something that is super expensive and available only to the elite. So that's why I think right now at the moment, scaling up these sort of technologies is very good. And it's also, you know, very profitable. It's very simple, the idea behind it. You just have to reduce the water, increase the shelf life, and you can make a major impact both on a humanitarian level and at a business level. The Susi process has a number of benefits. If you apply to the seafood, you cause that small decrease in the available humidity inside the fish tissue, inside the fish fillet, for instance. And that causes all sorts of bacteria to grow at a slower pace. So that means slower spoilage of the seafood. That means increased shelf life. That means decreased seafood waste. But also it means improved quality and safety. So if there is, for instance, a contamination of Listeria, which is a very nasty bug that sometimes contaminates seafood, and it's rather dangerous because it has a very long incubation period of 30 days in the human body, we can actually even reduce the growth rate of that pathogen. So we can actually end up making the seafood safer without actually doing any invasive processing, like hot smoking it or adding any preservatives. It's all just based on that simple idea of reducing the available water content. We We've worked with EIT Food since the conception of the company in 2018, and they've supported us really to the very beginning by giving us the Innovation Award in late 2018. And now we're really grateful because as part of the EIT Food Aquaculture Call of 2020 with our project Sushi Pro, we can actually even scale up the technology. So they've been supporting us from the prototype phase to the scale-up phase. Well, I mean, the sky's the limit. As I mentioned, we're talking about a $1 trillion problem a year, and it's only going to increase as we increase food production. So there's a huge market there for innovation, new products, new processes. My particular opinion, of course, it's highly skewed, is that we need to actually tackle this problem by decreasing the excess water that sometimes is found in the products. This, of course, is a problem because there are a lot of companies, unfortunately, currently, that are actually injecting excess water into the food products to increase their weight and increase their revenue. But if we go towards the opposite direction, there is so much money to be made because we increase the quality, we reduce food waste, and this is a technology platform. The idea behind our technology is essentially universally applicable. You can do it to any sort of meats, seafood, or anything that essentially the excess moisture decreases shelf life. So my hope is that in the future we use such minimally invasive processes that require no preservatives or other shenanigans, and you just use that simple idea to boost shelf life. Consumers are wising up, so transparency is going to be required. And with transparency, you're going to have to eventually declare and explain to people, how are you processing this food? Are you using any preservatives or any other processes? And what are you doing about food waste? Because it is an enormous problem. Just to give you a number from the Food and Agricultural Organization's studies, if food waste were a country, it would be the third largest emitter of greenhouse gases. There's going to be a time where people are going to pay much more attention to this problem.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on Sushi, head over to sushi.co.